tiptoeing, looking in at his desk. Of course, it wasn't that way, you know.
The neck wasn't a foot long.
No. just like anybody else.
Yeah, it just broke.
Just curiosity to kids, that's all.
Sure, sure. How about, I asked you about a room that you might have off the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
A little room where you might put canned goods in.
No. We got a built-in thing there that's got shelves in it where we put our, down in the bottom. It's got closed doors. Up at the top, you put your dishes in.
Is that a separate little room?
No, it's all in the kitchen.
In the kitchen. So, did you ever live in a house that had a room like that?
No.
You might call it either a safe or a pantry.
No, I don't think I
ever had a pantry. Okay. What would you call this old, worthless furniture and implements?
Antique.
Okay. But if they're just...
And the other furniture is modern furniture.
How about this is stuff that you're going to throw away, though?
Junk.
Okay. And if you had a room that you used for storing stuff like that, what would you call it?
Junk room.
Okay. And...
Come in, Hope.
I just come to see what I do.
Well,
if Tom is in right there, what's that thing you call it? That you use to sweep the floor.
Oh, that's dustpan?
Yeah, and what do you sweep the dust into the dustpan with what?
With a broom.
Okay. And if you're talking about the place, if the room were over there, where that, if I asked you where the calendar is, where that Kiker Funeral Home calendar is, where would you say that is?
It's over in the corner of the building.
Yeah, in relation to the door, though.
That's right, back behind the door.
Okay.
I'll call you not long. All right.
And then, traditionally, women used to do, on Monday, what did women do?
Wash.
Okay. And this, they go like this. And,
well, they scrubbed on a scrub board.
Yeah. And then they took it in the...
They took it in and rinsed it, got fresh water and rinsed it, and then hung it out on the line.
And then what did they do after they dried it? After dry it?
They hung it.
Okay, that's right. And is there one name for that whole thing?
Yeah, which is on.
Yeah.
You got to do the on.
Okay. But another name that you might use instead of washing and ironing. On Monday, women do their
housework.
All right. Now, if you send your shirts out now, where do you send your shirts?
To the laundry.
Yeah, okay. You ever use that term for
washing and
ironing? And to get up on, to get into a house that's a little raised, you walk up the front
steps.
Okay. And how about if it were indoors? Did you still call it steps from the first floor to the second floor?
Yeah, if you've got enough up story, you've got to go up steps to get to it.
Okay. And you wouldn't, would you ever call it stairs?
Stairs, yeah.
Stairway.
Okay.
Will the stairway ever be inside? I mean, outside?
No, they've got the fire escapes now they've built this house across the street.
Did you ever have a name for a damp cloth that you'd use for wiping the floor? Do you remember when, a long time ago, women used to use sand on wooden floors and with a damp cloth, and they used...
No, we never did that.
Thinking of a file cloth. Yeah. And if the door is open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell someone to do what?
Close it up.
Another way you might say it.
Just close it up.
Okay. You might describe it, say,
seal it.
Or
seal it.
Or slam it.
What? Huh? You slam the door?
If it's open, that's the way.
You set the door.
Yeah, sure. I don't think you, sometimes on a frame house, they put a covering on it. What do you, kind of boarding?
Oh, that's a storm sheeting.
Yeah.
They storm sheet it, and then weatherboard.
Okay, right. And the outer part of the house on the outside is the upper part of the house, is the rainfall.